Okay, at this time, it's an opportunity for a faculty report. I'd like to introduce Professor Roy Campbell to give a presentation from the faculty. Dr. Campbell is professor of the Department of Computer Science. He also serves as chair of the Senate Executive Committee at the Urbana-Champaign campus. Roy, welcome.
Thank you very much, and thank you, the board, for inviting USC to make a presentation about faculty concerns, faculty shared governance, and the budget. So we have in USC, the University Senate's conference, a budget subcommittee. The members I should have put my glasses on, but myself, is that better? Yes, there we go. Benit, Deborah Spence, Danilo, Ericola, Sari Jackson, and Sholang Lee. Together we've been trying to organize discussions about how to improve and how to help the university on these matters. My background, I do cloud computing and computer science. I don't really have a reputation in finance. I did a one-year term in London, working with the companies and working on financial software. So why this address? Well, first I wanted to introduce to the board the USC Budget Subcommittee, and I also wanted to express a real need, an invitation to dialogue on matters of concern to the board and to the faculty concerning the budget, and that will be across all campuses and across the UA. I also wanted to provide new Board of Trustees members and our new president an update about UI shared governance and how that related to budget issues. And I also wanted to express current faculty budget concerns. So we have, as I said, a US Budget Committee. It's part of the overall USC under our chairmanship of Don Chambers. And what we try to do is to advise USC of the decisions and discussions of the Board of Trustees Subcommittee on Budget. And we try to offer faculty advice on matters concerning the budget through USC. We are trying to encourage better faculty engagement in budget matters. Now, I'll go over some of those places that faculty can engage in budget. We want to make sure that the faculty are fully aware and can participate in those discussions. We try to coordinate shared governance and budget across campuses, and we are an advocate for transparency of budget concerns and for decisions, input from faculty and senates. So, in the next slide, let me tell you just the organization of some of the shared governance budget committees. First, there's the USC Budget Committee at the top. Underneath that, or at least by level, there is a University Administration UA Budget Review Advisory Committee. This is run out of the Vice President for Academic Affairs Office. And partly some of the creation of that particular advisory committee was done through interactions with the USC. There are, in fact, the two stars being as there are USC members on that committee. Beneath that, we have the Senates. I'm the Senate chair of, or a Senate Executive Committee chair of Urbana-Champaign. We each have committees in our Senates that look at budgets. So UIC has a committee on budget planning and priorities. UIS has a campus planning and budget committee. UIUC has something called a Senate Budget Committee. These committees have been very useful, and for example, I know our Senate Budget Committee has helped review some of the proposals for CALM with the College of Medicine and the budget there and the risks associated with that endeavor. Beneath that, within each campus, there are various oversight committees. I shouldn't say beneath that, but each campus has oversight committees. Perhaps one of the more outstanding one is UIUC's College Budget Oversight Committee. I've served on this. It's rather interesting. What it does is to review each of the colleges and the problems in each of the colleges. So as you probably know, there's issues, say, doing performing arts, operating performing arts out of colleges that are, shall we say, strapped for funding. And so these issues come up and get discussed by the faculty in that committee. The college and schools have executive committees by the statute, and those executive committees work with the deans, looking at reviewing, advising on each of those budgets. If you go down another level, at the unit level, again by statutes, every head, we have heads and chairs. Heads get appointed, chairs are elected, but heads have advisory committees to provide them information about the budget and feedback from the faculty and input, and chairs have an executive committee. So there is a continual flow of discussions through all of the organizations from the faculty all the way up to USC concerning the budget issues. Now, as I said, the UIUC Campus Budget Oversight Committee is a very interesting one. It's run by our provost. The reason I have a slide on it is because I think it's a very useful instrument at UIUC for evaluating just what is the faculty, what are the faculty concerns in each of the colleges, and trying to correlate them against what's happening within the whole campus. And that has been very successful, been operation for several years, for 10 years, I think. But it's part of our institution now. Moving along, at the UA level, at the university level, the big three campuses level, we have a budget review committee, and I've outlined the 2016 goals. I find it very interesting that there that you can actually coordinate between all the different campuses, all the different faculty views and shared governance issues. So they look at the overall state of the unit, long-term financial projections, staffing plans, continued efforts to reduce costs and internally reallocate funds, development of metrics, requests for recurring and non-recurring funding, and new revenue sources. One of the things that they recently did was to look at tuition and provide advice to Vice President Pierre on whether we could actually, what the faculty view would be, what the faculty input is on those tuition levels. So let me turn now to what are our concerns, and obviously we do have a lot of concerns now with the budget cuts and the difficulties of running a university nowadays. So one of the concerns is that we actually engage all the faculty. We need to have budget transparency at every level and budget, well, integration of faculty concerns, thought, at every level. And we need to make sure that all of the units are actually engaged in this. And there's several reasons for this. One is it's much more informed. You get many more heads on the decision. You also make it possible for the faculty to understand what the concerns are at the university level. So it's not just their unit being picked on, say, by the college, but they can see how everything fits together. So I think that's absolutely essential. And the more we can develop budget tools and ways to allocate budgets that offer a transparency all the way through our system, the better it is. We also are very concerned that when policies and priority setting is made, as in, for example, budget cuts, we do get participation of faculty so that they can actually provide input as to what the effect, what the impact would be on those policy and priority setting goals. Then Illinois budget reductions are clearly going to have an impact, but what really concerns the university is what's going to happen to our mission as we go through that reduction, and are there ways to accomplish our mission on less state funding? For example, one of the issues that keeps coming up over and over again through the lifetime I've been here is deferred maintenance costs on the campus. It was the same thing in 76 when I joined the 1976 when I joined the university, as is now. This maintenance cost remains a problem. It is getting older, or it's getting it's getting worse because our infrastructure is getting older. So it's a big concern. And if you look at some of the classrooms, it's disturbing to have that problem. The next issue is that as a premier university, as the premier university would like to thank, but certainly one of the great universities, all three campuses, they need to be able to be competitive. And sometimes we are at a competitive disadvantage. It was the issues on wages, pensions, benefits, we have carefully monitored, and we wonder what will happen to that as we move forward. We've made some advances, we would like to continue making advances, but how can we do that under the current structure and funding? And last, the university feeds on all of its wonderful faculty, but how do we actually maintain that hiring and retention under budget cuts, reallocations? Even the issues of change can disturb hiring and make retention difficult. So these are our concerns. Thank you very much for listening to my presentation. Thank you very much for your work on the university and helping us, and I look forward to seeing some of the discussions in the future. And I would like to reiterate, we are here, we the USC would like to interact with board members in any way that would be useful to the board. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Campbell. Don't walk away, there may be some questions from our group. Just add the comment, I think it's very helpful, you know, even for some of us who've been around for a long time, to understand the structure within which we function academically. I know you sit in on our ABFF committee meetings and participate when the need is there, and we appreciate that participation, but it's also great to understand the structure you work with. Questions or comments relative to Dr. Campbell's presentation? All right, hearing none, sir, thank you very much. We'll look forward to further interchanges. Thank you.
Thank you.